right. Oh, for God's sake. You know what?
You finally did
this. For fuck's sake. You guys, are, who is doing this? Someone is generating. That is utterly ridiculous. All right. So we have lots. First of all, have you seen what Willow One looks like?
Oh, you're about to show me.
Yeah, I'm about to show you. Aren't you in luck?
Have you got a deep fake nude?
This is the amazing woman who was arrested for filming herself having sex with Buddhist monks before blackmailing them for millions of pounds.
She is pretty, though.
She's pretty, but, you know, she looks like a kind of woman who would be picking up her kids at school after holding down a day job
that
as
was
well.
The whole,
you know,
that's obviously what monks are in for. She went to the monk search history.
Those dirty monks.
This is me.
Yeah, those dirty, dirty monks.
And probably said she needs some prayer and guidance.
Yeah.
That
and
was
you know
animal.
What? She got cash instead. You know, we can't help you with the... What's that old joke about the guy who goes to the Buddhist monk at the hot dog stand and he says to him, "I'd like a hot dog, please," and gets the hot dog, and then the customer pays the Buddhist monk and he says... "Where's my change?" And the monk goes, "Change only comes from within. Got no change for you." That's a cuck joke. But the fact is that they probably would have said something like that after they put their orange, you know, saffron, they call them saffron robes back on. And now they're all ashamed of what they've done. And she goes, "Don't worry, you know, it's you can go and meditate and you can cleanse yourself after this and you'll be fine." And they go, and the monk will go, "Well, what about you, Emza One, or whatever your name is?" And she goes, "Oh, I'll just take some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, just how much you got?" And if they don't pay her, then she shares the nudes with the chief abbot.
But now, if there are already AI deep fake AI nudes all the chiefs, she wouldn't be in the business.
Yeah.
So you can't extort.
This is where the AI thing is going to disable so much of what is a dirty economy at the moment, because ultimately if you're some girl on OnlyFans and you've been just pumping out pictures of vagina,
beaver
non-stop, just gratuitous, you know, spread-eagled, all those.
Oh, my word.
You've been selling those for hundreds of dollars every day. Ultimately, when AI gets this right, and it's already getting it right, that's not going to be worth anything, because guys will just take your face and say, "Generate nude of whatever," and they don't need you to send them the actual nude.
That's scary.
Right?
It's a very fucking sad place to be as a human, but I totally agree with you.
Oh, but
it's inevitable.
You're not going to prove the weirdo who wants that picture, right?
It's inevitable, and all technology is used and progressed through porn. The internet became what it is because of porn.
Oh, sadly, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, more important things. I have found a vehicle that I need, I want, and I'm going to mortgage whatever you and I have to get it.
Okay.
Finally, they've designed and come up with something that I really, really like.
What are the specs on this beast?
They're calling it a flying bike. That doesn't sound very good.
The name is already a bit of a turn off.
Have you ever watched? You've never seen Star Wars.
This would be great
for
Tour of France.
Yeah, this would make Tour of France a whole lot better. You've watched Star Wars,
yes,
the original trilogy.
The only ones worth watching.
Right. So, Return of the Jedi in the forest with those little teddy bears.
Yes, Ewoks.
The speeder bikes.
Yeah.
That go really fast through the trees. They float this. Maybe that high above the ground, who knows? That's cool.
Very.
Right? And I mean, you could probably go a bit higher, they can, but you usually go about, who knows, a meter, 2 meters, 3 meters above the ground. Well, they've made one.
Wow.
They've made one.
Okay.
And let me show you what it looks like. This is wow. This is proper wow.
Okay.
I want one of these. All right, let's have a look, James.
This isn't a clip from Star Wars. This is a demo of the Air Bike made by a company called Volonaut that just recently came out of stealth mode. Here's everything we know about the new hover bike that just dropped. On May the 4th be with you, commonly known as Star Wars Day, Volonaut released a video of its air bike piloted by someone in a stormtrooper outfit and flying through a forest that looks very similar to Endor, the Star Wars planet inhabited by those legendary Ewoks. With a top speed of 124 miles per hour, Volonat says the air bike is 7 times lighter than a traditional motorcycle due to the use of carbon fiber materials. You'll notice there aren't any propellers around this vehicle. That's because Volonat says it's powered by jet propulsion. We've seen jet-propelled personal flying machines before on What the Future, including the Jet Suit from Gravity Industries, the Jet Racer from Zapata, and the Lazarus LMB496, a motorcycle that transforms between drive mode and flight mode. We've also seen propeller-based flying motorcycles like the Hoverbike Scorpion 3. Volonat says the choice to use jet propulsion instead of propellers allows the air bike to be more maneuverable in tight spaces, and we certainly see that on display in its video flying through the forest with trees passing by on either side. You can also see in the demo videos how the air bike's jet propulsion system is kicking up dust and debris on the ground beneath it as it passes by. None of the demo videos Volonat has shared so far show the air bike taking off or landing, and none of the demo videos allow us to hear clean audio of what the jet engine sounds like as the air bike zips around. A friend who rides a motorcycle once told me she sometimes calls cars cages because of how they separate the driver from the environment, and Volonat seems to be making a similar argument in favor of their open air bike design. The company says it's 360.
All right, we can't carry on with that video all day, but I mean, that is, I could watch it all day. I have seen it like 2 or 3 times. It's awesome.
Wow.
Right?
That's super great.
That's a cool thing to have.
Yeah,
take that out of the garage, fire it up.
I just want to know how hot does it get? Because a jet propulsion thing between your bierna, that's...
I don't know. They are getting ever better at all of this stuff. I mean, those other things they showed us, you know, the kind of drone that you can climb on.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited about that, but it's not as good. I want this jet-propelled bike that can fly... You don't have to go high up. You don't have to go like airplane level.
No,
check out
10 meters
mess
tops.
With air traffic control.
10 meters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. This is a perfect thing. Now, I defy you to tell me why this is not a lekker idea and why I shouldn't be thinking about it.
I just want to go over houses.
Yeah.
So then, why?
Because as the saying goes, as the crow flies, that will be my life.
Right.
I will be the flying crow.
Oh.
Fuck roads.
And just think how much it'll cut down on traffic time.
Yeah, look, it'll be a huge privacy issue, but, you know, we'll roll with that.
Well, let's say you have to drive over roads, but you are above the streetlights and pylons, so it's safety,
okay.
And above the trees. So let's say you have to go, I don't know, 6 or 7 meters up. That's higher than most of the stuff that you'll encounter. Maybe in urban areas, there are different rules they can apply, but I don't see a reason why this shouldn't be a possibility. I want one.
Yeah, because if you live your life 6 meters above everyone else, you're in your own lane, so to speak.
Totally. Imagine when everyone's stuck on the N1. You go, you go. It's perfect.
And then you just up. Wow.
Am I wrong to be excited about this, James Flex? It's fucking cool.
I'm excited.
If you want a dark rabbit hole, look up what happens to the Ewoks after the Battle of Endor. Fun fact, the Ewoks definitely ate the stormtroopers. Yeah, but that's kind of why that first Star Wars trilogy was cool, because they still had a bit of a dark edge. It wasn't Disney-fied, right? Ewoks ate the stormtroopers. Yeah. Imagine them flying a drone over your house because some idiot spotted from everyone because they want to do it drunk.
Yeah, what's going on in that comment?
You're drunk already, Pumlani. On a Friday morning at 7 o'clock, you should be ashamed of yourself.
What are you saying?
Bitcoin Put says, fucking check his 60-60 drivers will fly into your roof and blame you. As long as they don't fall on the houses. If I drink and drive on that thing, I will spill, says Carl. Jody says, being dressed in all black today, Ben, you already look like a crow. Just get a plague doctor mask for the beak. I don't know who Crow is, but okay.
Oh, shit. I mean, on Wednesday, I wore too much brown. I thought I'd be a contrast with the studio set.
Carl says, Ben, what you said earlier will apply. Men will fly over rich suburban South Africa to find women in bikinis. That's where this ends up.
Fuck.
Maybe air bikes are why the ANC aren't fixing the potholes.
It must do their job.
Game changer for cops, says Homotso.
That too.
Now, I imagine.
I doubt it.
You think they'll crash?
Fly crash. Those guys are lazy. Have you seen how fat our cops are? Like,
yeah, actually, they'd be too heavy because I think this can carry a maximum of like 100 kilograms.
Yeah, you see, that's also
that
important.
That counts out 80% of our police force, right? I think it's cool. It sucks to use in the rain, says Migs. Yeah, but I mean, it sucks to ride a motorbike in the rain. That doesn't stop people from buying them.
That's true.
I'm sure it'll rain at some stage of the Tour de France. Those cyclists aren't going to stop.
It does, yeah, it does. It sometimes rains.
Yeah.
Women will fly this and crash into the only tree in the forests.
Women and men, come on now.
Imagine having a few beers and blixtming off that thing at full speed. Well, that's going to happen. But would you rather die that way or on a Suzuki Fronks?
Exactly. It'll be the same dangers of anything that propels you.
You take your life in your hands when you head out on South Africa's highways. So who are we trying to kid that this is going to increase the level of danger? It's going to be the same.
It's all the same, just a different realm.
Stupid people will do stupid stuff. Conscientious people will do conscientious stuff. And I think if we can free up some of the traffic on the roads, I'm all for it.
120 miles top speed. That's fast.
It's fucking fast.
It's very fast.
I like it a lot. Okay, France is a beautiful country. No offense, but I've got to disagree on that big time. France is not a beautiful country. Joke of the century. It's full of riots and angry protesters.
No, well, that's a part of Paris.
Yeah, it's really mostly
France as a country is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
But that's what happens in the world. Yeah. You know, like when you go to a place and then you like find out, oh, this is who you really are. I'm done being sold dreams. You know, it's like New York and it's rats. You just know. It's the reality.
I would love one that looks like a broom, says Bronwyn. See, finally, witches can have their dream come true. They can have a broom, because you could disguise that as a broom. And then literally see witches flying over your house.
Then it mustn't come to South Africa. Please.
Halloween
you
would be amazing.
You'll get like people throwing stones at you. You'll get what you're looking for. Don't let that come to South Africa.
I reckon in this country, and people hate people being better than them, they'll be throwing stones anyway.
Yeah, they will. They will. Although, you know, if you see how people at the petrol stations, for example, who fill up the cars, behave when someone in a really fancy car comes in, that's not jealousy. It's like genuine admiration for the car.
But that's petrol attendants. They're nice people.
Yeah, they are nice people. Generally. Again, we can't say that.
I don't know why, but they're actually just nice people.
Andile says, why didn't you just show us how it takes off? Are they hiding something?
Clearly.
Maybe.
Well, that's what the guy said. There's no visuals of it taking off or landing.
Yeah, so maybe that's messy still, and they're trying to figure that out. I don't care. I don't care if I fall off a couple of times, as long as I don't die. Well, I want one.
You won't die, Ben.
No. Maybe it's going to be you have to get up on a ladder and...
Like the guy in the bin.
Maybe.
How far up are you?
You can obviously determine your altitude. So it'll have controls for the forward, side,
yes,
right? Steering and accelerator,
yes.
Brakes. But you'll also have some kind of up-down controls, like maybe it's the pedals. That's usually what you would use, like in a helicopter, for example, that gives you your rotation under the blades. Then this gives you up and forward, right? That gives you down and forward.
But then, yeah, like getting a license, so you buy this thing and then you try to get a license and it'll take 10 years because the machine won't print one for you.
I don't think. If you get one of these, it's going to take the traffic department 6 years to catch up. You've got 6 years of doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there'll be some places where they'll probably try to shoot you down. You don't want to go over the CBD.
Yeah.
They'll shoot you down. And also there'll be parts of like... some farmers, if you fly over there, shit, they'll shoot you down too. And possibly some rough parts of Pretoria.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I think you've got to be
smart about this. Stay on the roads. You use it maybe at weekends, but I still want it. All right, very good. I still can't believe this team has not discussed Connor's peel, says Ricky Lowe.
Yeah, but Conor's such a disaster.
What are we talking about?
Conor McGregor, he's just been an absolute gobshite for so long.
What's happened?
Dick pics come out.
Oh,
Conor McGregor.
It's not AI.
Conor McGregor, the fighter's dick pic.
Yeah, I mean, he's a disgrace, actually. He's an absolute disgrace.
Didn't we talk about someone's dick just the other day? Some footballer? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he got the modeling job. All right. That was the last time he spoke about it.
Sure.
I have nothing else to say.
How did they get leaked or what happened? What's the?
It's Conor McGregor. He just probably had so much cocaine up his nose and he forgot that people were filming him. I don't care.
Okay.
Emma Watson got banned from driving for a couple of years for going 50 kilometers per hour in a 60 zone. She needs that thing as a broom. She's a witch, obviously. Emma Watson got banned?
That's Harry Potter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Hermione Granger.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll be there for that game in Bombella. I mean, if Harry Potter's going to be there.
Well, that's Australia, Brisbane.
Gareth, you do realize if you fall from more than 4 meters, you'll die.
Yes,
yeah, probably.
That's why I said you will die.
It's still worth the risk. I'd rather die trying out this form of transport than in a Fronks. With all due respect to Fronks drivers.
Like, I don't think you'll fall off this thing.
No, I think you'll learn.
Like, what if you can't, like, get off then?
No, you have to be able to get off. It's got landing gear. It's got those things that that jut out of the side. Guys, they're going to figure this out. They're going to figure it out. Some people will have to die.
You'd have to have a special landing, like a proper doing this outside your house.
They're not going to send it to you as a packaged product unless they have instructions how to get on, how to get off, how you go forward, backward, up, down. These are important things. I'm sure they're figuring this out. But I love that there's a potential that I could have a Star Wars speeder bike. Fuck yeah. All right, let's move on. There's lots of other stuff that we've got to get to. So Polsmore Prison, notorious prison in South Africa. Apparently they conducted a raid there the other day because, you know, what's his name? Pieter is in charge of the department.
Yes,
yeah. Wim Piet is in charge of the Department of Correctional Services now. He's the minister there. So what did they find?
Dun, 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 dun.
Does anyone know?
Well, I know because I've read the article.
Well, then give us a
drugs,
give us
the Gareth, list. They found lots of
drugs. Okay, well, that's not surprising. I thought you were going to tell me they found someone in the women's prison with a Suzuki Fronks hidden under his skirt.
Well, they found a lot of cell phones. They found a lot of drugs. They found, like, stabbing items.
Shanks.
Okay. Shanks.
Yeah, that had been fashioned.
Loads not of shanks. Unusual.
Shanks fashioned from household materials, which they were allowed.
So if you want to stick some oak in Polsmore, it's easy. There's many options. And you just phone the oak in the cell next to you, yeah? Huh. took a shake. And, they found so many of these things. Like, it's easy to have a phone in Polsmore. And if you want mandrax and tuck and that kind of stuff, cool. They found bags of tuck.
So inside the prison, there's a whole drug thing going on. But vast quantities by
vast
the sound
quantities,
of things.
Yeah, trading in tuck and...
I mean, it almost sounds to me like they're manufacturing it in there.
Probably are, but it comes in through various sources, and there'll always be someone on the inside that's doing the stuff anyway. You'll always have that. I've seen enough prison movies to know there's always a guy who's giving it to another guy.
Well, that also happens in prison. Yeah, that also happens quite a lot in prison, sure. Not wrong. And I mean, they don't have Willa One Imzatwat there.
Not at all.
Oh, you look at Polsmore, it's on such a lovely piece of land. They could make billions if they just flattened that place.
Made it a golf course.
Made it another golf course, exactly. Correct.
Ben's solution to any... Listen, you can tell how healthy a place is by whether or not it has a nice golf course.
South of Spain,
yeah,
hundreds.
If you don't have a golf course in your neighborhood,
in your proximity?
Then you live in a shit neighborhood. I don't know how else to tell you.
So, So reopen Robben Island, quite all those oaks in there.
Yeah, because we've got a prison there already.
Look, guys, Robben Island, I know it's like a heritage thing and people want to go see Madiba's cell, that kind of stuff.
So keep that separate, but the rest of it you can use.
No, just make Robben Island a prison again or make Robben Island a golf course.
No, but who's going to want to play golf?
Island, you make it a beautiful links. The views of the mountains everywhere. You helicopter
you might
in.
Just get kidnapped, you know.
You helicopter
and
in.
The prisoners escape there.
Guys,
you're going to be.
Look, after a while, like all good mistresses, everyone gets a little bit tired of Cape Town, right?
Yeah. You've
got to keep upping the stakes.
Yeah, I agree.
The most.
Or
make,
do
make
what
the
they
best
did.
Golf course.
So, like, the most dangerous golf course.
I want to suggest something.
No, just the most beautiful.
I mean, it's
golf
Mandela
course.
Day today, right? And we were going to do for the show, we were going to get a dwarf. Nothing happened there, right, James?
Well played, James.
Yeah, he's got. So we had a dwarf, but he had transport problems. It's all very embarrassing. But you know, I said on, when was it, Wednesday, Ben?
Yeah.
That we're the only show that I can think of that cares about dwarves. We spoke about how what an outrage it is that Snow White and the Seven Dwarves didn't have any dwarf jobs. So we were going to do a dwarf, you know, just try and raise a small amount of money.
Do a little bit
for 60 seconds,
as little
seconds,
as we can for 60 seconds.
Do a little bit.
Well, because it's dwarfs, 30 seconds. But I was going to make an effort. Anyway, I mean, I do want to say for Mandela Day, I have an idea for Robben Island, okay. But it's not going to be very popular, and possibly people will think it's sacrilegious.
Let's hear it out.
Ben's told me about Yas Island in
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've got this island that you go to, and it's just rides and fun and roller coasters.
Happiness.
And big swimming pools.
Rory World.
It's just magnificent. So, I mean, Robben Island's not very big. I think you could fit quite a lot of rides and shit on there.
Okay.
I think you could fit quite, I mean, it could be like Adventure Island. You could have the prisoners part of it for like people who have history interests and are interested in the heritage mm-hmm. of the country and the story and Nelson Mandela. People would go for that. But they'd also go for rides and, you know, fun fair. It's a fun fair. You could have a whole thing going on there.
I like that idea. I like that.
I think it could be very exciting. You've got lots of water all around. You use seawater. You can have desalination
could
if it's...
Like real
you know?
Life Squid Games.
I think it could be really fun. You turn it into like a proper adventure playground.
I just also think that we should be harder on criminals. So make Robben Island a prison again. And when your term is done, they go, cool, you're free. Now you can swim back home. If they don't make it, they don't make it.
Yeah,
guys.
No, I do think prisoners need to suffer.
If they don't make it, they don't make it, right?
I would while we're talking about putting prisoners to work, I really think that prisoners in this country should be making the country look better. They should be going around picking up litter, cleaning the rivers, because honestly, these people are not working.
Yeah.
And it's disgraceful to me that we're paying for them. They're like children that we didn't ask for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're they get paying three for meals their food. We're paying for blankets. We're paying for clothes. We're paying for a roof over their head. The least these fuckers can do is go and clean up the country. They must be a cleaning crew in chains, cleaning up the parks, the streets, the rivers, the green spaces that we have in our country. Make Johannesburg and Pretoria pretty again. There are parts of Gauteng that are just so ugly to look at that they shouldn't have people living or dwelling or visiting them.
Yeah,
and
I guess it's just
they
hard.
Could be pretty.
It's hard to transport them and sort of manage them throughout the day. So
no.
They'll be escapees.
No, it's not. You chain them together. They can't get far.
Sure, but there's going to be someone who's got 50 bucks in his pocket who's going to forget the key that day. And they'll be, get them in. Like, we need to start manufacturing stuff. Let's take on Timu. There could be one prison that just makes sauna hats. We can have
sure.
So every prison's got like
but
a thing there.
But I want to start.
So you
off.
Don't. You're opposed to taking them out of prison.
I love
cell.
The idea. I just don't trust the process.
Oh,
because there'll be prison breaks. Because I don't think they'll manage it well. First prize, go out the prison and do good shit. Yes.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay.
But I don't think it'll be managed well. There'll be escapees, and then they're back in society.
I don't know. We got so many of these fucking prisoners, and that would be good for them to get some exercise too. Put them in the sun.
But again, I think
cleaning up.
Having more on Robben Island will also be a good thing.
Yeah, because even if they do escape, they have to swim.
And if you do swim it back, almost, well played. Kind of applaud that.
Good ideas don't work with comrades if they don't eat, says Pumlani. Yeah.
No, but okay, so this is how they would eat, right? Because you have to sell
Sorry,
to the comrades.
I got to just throw this in before you are. Conker Chris says, I'm on board with your idea for Robben Island. Will there be apartheid-themed roller
coasters? No.
You could have blacks and whites only roller coasters. I mean, it would be funny.
Guys.
Come on. I like this idea. I think that's very clever. All right. Gareth says we should open Robben Island from Mandela Day, IOL, just in. And don't forget, they don't deal with load shedding. Oh, yeah. Prisons don't get load shed.
That's
I agree.
So nice.
When Pete suggested bringing back corporal punishment, I thought putting them to work was a much better idea. Yes, Carl, you're right. Jody says, train those prisoners in a trade by using them to maintain and repair government buildings and infrastructure. Yeah. So, back to you.
Yes, how the comrades would eat and make money, because it's all about them,
yes.
right? all the money you're currently spending to pay people to supposedly clean the parks and clean the roads.
We don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay them.
So you can steal that. Comrades, Simpiwe is helping you. She's meeting you halfway. You need to steal. You need to eat. Simpiwe is right. Save the money
on the
municipal workers and take the money because now you got prisoners doing it for free.
But then you got unemployed municipal workers who will then...
No, put them in jail. I have a solution to all the problems.
Well, that's building the... You've now just compounded the idea into something else.
If the Temu factory burns down, the total loss of property will be 483 rand, says Barely Vocal Media. Yeah, but if you're making sauna hats in there, Ben could be running that operation.
Because we can export sauna hats to the rest of the world because our inmates are stitching them.
Sharon says, I can remember as a child, prisoners working and cleaning up. Yeah, chain gangs. They should be patching up potholes, cleaning up the parks. Really, this is not a difficult job. Plus, it gives them a bit of exercise and sunshine.
It gives them some purpose. Maybe there's a reward system.
And it's a way for them to pay back the country they've ruined.
Prisons.
By being criminals. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Less drugs, less time spent in jail, just taking tick. Really. And less raping and behaving badly behind bars. Rather get out there in chain gangs.
Raining or not raining, don't get a day off.
Clamp them in leg irons and chain them together. And there's a, I don't know, get like someone who's not involved in the prison system to watch them all day and who has a gun.
So one mistake.
Well, if you try to run or you try to free yourself, otherwise just clean up. Guys, 6 hours. I'm not saying they must be out there all day.
We could make it 7.
Maybe. I mean, that's how much we have to work, right?
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, and this is their way of paying tax. We all have to pay tax. Mm. Everyone has to pay tax. Prisoners don't pay tax because they don't have a job. Now you give them a job, and it's their way of paying the country back. I don't see why this is complicated. I got a sauna hat from Serbia. They're brilliant, says Barely Vocal Media.
How is your sauna hat? Have you used it quite a few times now?
Oh, every time I sauna, yeah.
Yeah. You realize you'll need an army to guard these prisoners. Our military is on pregnant leave. No, we don't have a military, full stop. I don't even know why we have a Minister of Defense, because it's a joke. But we do have Wimpit in Correctional Services, and he's doing raids on the Polesmoor Oaks. Mm. They're finding all the tick. You know, I just realized that that sentence would mean very little to someone who's only listened to us for the first time from another country.
So if you lots were from, sentences that
if you were from Azerbaijan, Wimpit is there. He'll stop them with tuck. No one will know what that means
other
countries. They're like, what language is that? Prisoners should be mining salt, just like in Roman times, says Slippery Pickle. Yeah, we don't need to do that anymore. Okay, Eugene Terre Blanche, horse riding and petting zoo at Robin Island. You know, we'll know we've really healed as a country when we actually could build a park like that. where you have actual opportunities for people to be a little bit naughty and a little bit racist and do a little bit racist a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
You need to be able to laugh at yourself and look back and be like, okay, yes, what a time. This is horrible. But actually, this is very funny. Like,
throw the beanbag at the farmer. It's so much better than kill the farmer.
But it's actually quite funny if you get on, like, there's a horse and you've got to go longer than Eugene Taylor Blanche before he bucks you off. And if you do, then you would obviously be a brown shirt.
See, I do think there's potential.
And then
here.
You could have like a freedom is coming tomorrow
in the background. Right. An ANC bus bum ride, says Bitcoin Boots. South Africa is a country full of humor. This would work.
Yeah.
Yes, Pumlani, you are right. You know, I just think we've now had a long time to moan and whine, and the politicians have really ruined it for everybody. So the only way to get them back is to have them in the stocks and we throw fruit at them. Like you could have a rotation of politicians.
Okay.
This week on Robben Island, it's DA week. You have John Steenhuisen in there and Helen. And you can like paintball them or whatever. Then the next week, it's ANC week. Then it's MK week. I mean, can you imagine? Floyd Chivambu will be there 3 weeks in a row because he'll be joining from party to party to party. You'll never see him in Parliament. And Parliament's there already. What are they doing in their off time? Yeah. They can go and get a job at Robben Island.
Such an underutilized Carnival. Resource. Go Google aerial shots of Robben Island.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
It's a sprawling opportunity.
There's a airstrip there.
Okay.
We could turn that into a place to race cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it'll need some refurbishing. There's the quarry that ruined poor old Madiba's eyes.
Okay, yeah.
You know what you do? Put water in it. Slides, fun rides. I'm telling you.
Well, like one of those static waves. Make it a surf thing.
Yeah. And you know how hot it is in Cape Town in December, January, February, March?
Put it in. And people are not working.
The rich ones can take helicopter rides and parachute down or whatever. I mean, there's so many cool things you can do. It's perfect.
And there's loads of people who like swimming from Robben Island to Cape Town.
Yeah, they're already doing it, those idiots.
So you can actually just have a lane.
Right.
Just build it.
Yeah.
A lane just.
With floats all the way and lights at night and sharks, to add to the excitement.
Okay, this is getting extreme.
Can Herman Mashaba hire prisoners to test products on so he doesn't have to molest the animals?
How many good ideas have we had today?
So many good ideas. Ladles of Love is where it's happening today to contribute to Mandela Day. Looking forward to doing something meaningful. Well, Judas, good luck to you with Ladles of Love. I've seen, I saw a billboard about that on the side of the highway just the other day. If the apartheid theme park is the only thing that comes out of the national dialogue, it'll be the best $740 million we've ever spent. The apartheid theme park.
That's the name.
All right.
I think like Rutanga Junction came so close, but we need to just get it off land and dial it back a few decades.
People are cottoning on to the kill the Boer but target practice, not actual bullets. Imagine. You could do that. Paintball guns, people running in car keys. And they don't have to be actual boys. They could be actors. They're all out of work. This is a great way for them to come to the party too. You know? Hey, wat maak je? Boom! You know, it could be quite fun. Petition to make Joburg and Gauteng and the Free State nicer again. Yes, I agree. I'm a big fan of anything to just stop the littering. Jesus, we make a mess. I was almost a prisoner. I gave Gareth Cliff a wet willy on a live Idol show, says Clay. I was under the influence. Jeez, I got a clap from security for that. Good. I'm glad they clapped you. Yeah.
Why would you tell that story again? Like,
well,
what?
He's obviously proud of himself.
That was
the
highlights of his life.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's fine, Clay. It's over now. We've all moved on. Vyasan says, I lived on Robben Island. You guys and your plans are quite imaginative. It's not an island, it's shit. Yes, but that's because we haven't put money in.
Currently it's shit.
Again, you plant a bunch of palm trees, you put some grass down. I'm telling you, you could make it lovely.
Guys, look at the UAE. If they can turn Dubai into what it is, we can turn Robben Island to anything we fucking want.
Okay.
And Vyasan, what were you doing on Robben Island?
Tell us why you were there, Vyasan. Come on, share it with us. What were you doing? Were you looking after political prisoners? Were you a political prisoner? Come on, out with it. Belly Vocal Media says, Ladles of Love sounds like a place you go for a good spanking.
Yeah, it's a place that you send James to.
Yeah, James, are you in the mood to go and check out Ladles of Love today?
James, can you please get a nice aerial photo of Robben Island? Because I think we just need to just close the loop here.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Okay, so it is big enough.
Look how big it is,
guys. It's big. You could have a lot of rides, man.
I mean, even
so he's got that ring road all the way around.
Even
it.
The cyclists could have a bit of a bash around the ring road.
Yeah, they could. There's a forest here at this end.
There's a forest where things can happen.
Paintball. I mean, I think there's that harbour, which is great. You know, honestly, you see the airstrip? It's got two fucking runways.
Yeah, so one for the rich, one for the poor.
Yes, because apartheid. Yeah, that's the new apartheid, yeah. There's the prison right next to the harbour. You can see it's got the wall around it, right? Mm-hmm. And then further along, right at that end, are all the people who work on the island or worked in the old days. I don't know if anyone still does. You would hope they do. And then there's Robert Sobukwe House on the way to that. And you've got the quarry just a little bit between the prison and the staff houses.
And also the best view of Table Mountain in the Cape.
I mean, they've got animals that live on that island. Yeah, it does have the best view.
But part of the thrill.
You know, I do think that on Mandela Day, so many years later, I think it's time we think about attracting the world in real ways. Because they don't want to hear us whining about our past anymore.
No.
They just don't care. And I know it's important to us. It's important to me. I'm a big fan of history. I read about this stuff. I take a deep and enduring interest in it personally. But I've also realized it's that nobody else cares. The kids don't care. The Gen Zs and Alphas don't give a shit about this stuff. And the rest of the world doesn't care either. They want value for money. So let's build them
theme parks,
a tourist trap that they cannot say no to. Make Robben Island
great again.
Well, I don't just know if
make,
that's
just
that.
Make Robben Island profitable.
Just profitable. Yeah. Let's just make it profitable.
Make it interesting.
Let's build something there that they cannot say no to. All right. Prisoners won't work for free. They have their rent paid, food paid, electricity and water. What else? But they don't have a choice. They're prisoners.
We taxpayers pay for all of that. So they stay for free. They get three meals a day.
Hey,
they get accommodation. They get transportation. So what we're saying, with our tax paying money,
I think,
we transport them to work.
I think Simpiwe makes a good point. And frankly, I think that the good people on the outside who are not in prison, us, if we see them and they're stepping out of line, we should be allowed to shumbok them.
Yeah, I agree.
Really? I mean, I think that would keep them in line.
Mm.
And they would work. What are they going to do? If you run at them with a shumbok and you're just an angry citizen, because we've all had crime affect us, right?
Yes.
Everyone in the whole of South Africa has had. So when we see these guys in their orange overalls, that's another reason they're not going to get far. They're in the orange overalls. Then the guy who's in charge of them will say to you, if you feel like you want to watch them for an hour, you can. And ordinary citizens will say, all right, get to work. I'm telling you, there are lots of people in South Africa who've had it up to here with these criminals.
Mm.
We want some money back from...
It's also just a way of seeing tangible justice as well. It's like, oh, look, there's prisoners. Cool.
Hey, these ideas are rolling in thick and fast. A horror movie filmed at Robben Island would be cool, says Matthew. Also a good idea. The NP snorkel adventure. There we go. Pia Via Buerta popcorn booth. The Zuma Zama kissing booth.
Oh, wow.
The curio shop will sell pencils for the pencil test to see who rides on what rides. A mandala.
It's a mandala now.
The Winnie Mandela necklace stall, where they sell necklaces, you know, with nice things on them. Yeah, that's good. You get a passbook at the entrance. I mean, this could really, this could fly. They need to make better use of that island. It's a great opportunity for Cape Town, says Roxanne. Yes. The post office where you can mail letter bombs. Jody Smith.
Yes.
Coming in hot today, you got some benign, banging things to say today, don't you? Yes, we do. This is what we do on this show. Congo Chris says, definitely an opportunity to name a roller coaster Mkonto Wee Sizwe.
That's a good one. That's a good
amazing.
One.
Yes, the Mkonto Wee Sizwe roller coaster would definitely go down well. The Gupta Express roller coaster, that one's scary as hell. I like that. May I add nails at the end of my shambok? No, Nunya, there's no need for us to inflict permanent damage. Don't be a sadist. But if they're not working, and if they try to escape, you can beat them.
Nails on a shambok.
You don't need that. You don't, no. No, Simpiwe, please.
That's weird. Like, okay, that's okay.
No, this person's obviously got a bit of a fetish. There's something going on there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Next time we get the dominatrix in, Nunya, you can come in.
Yeah.
And we'll get you beaten as well. Sim's hating all these jokes. No, she's not. She's thinking of her own way. She's going to give people lifts at 200 Rand to the airport to get to this island. She's seeing the profit. That's what she's seeing. The penguins redistribution without compensation. Yes, because there are penguins who live there at the moment, I think, or some kind of marine animals.
They're seals.
They will be expropriated without compensation.
Yeah, they'll be hoisted into the waterfront. Let's get more of them in there.
Those things are getting quite violent, apparently.
Well,
there's a scary room with a Helen Zilla voice. Hi, what are you doing here? Like a panic room. Can you get out? We'll see. Yeah, I think that could work. And for the kids, there's an ANC gravy train.
Oh, no.
Yes, the train that goes round. The kids just sit in and go, where? So much fun. Gareth, this whole conversation is going to get us all cancelled. Did you see the Austrian who jumped from space and died yesterday? Yeah, apparently. But what's his name?
Felix Baumhammer.
That's the one. Say it again. Baumgartner.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
He was the one that did it, right? Did he do it again?
I have the story here. He crashed into a hotel pool.
Okay, so he didn't jump from space and die.
He was killed paraglider.
Once upon a time.
He's killed in a paraglider crash into a hotel pool.
Okay, that's different. Shame. I mean, after jumping from space, and that's the way he goes out.
Listen.
Shame, that's horrible.
I was saying earlier, I don't mind if it's the speeder bike. We all have, like, something's going to kill you, right? It might be you. And
sure.
It might be some fast thing or some slow thing.
Apartheid
for most,
roller coaster.
Listen, is it better to die doing what this guy did? He jumped from space. He was on a paraglider trying to get into a hotel pool. Who knows? I mean, it sounds a hell of a lot more exciting than dying from fentanyl in a backyard in rural America. It sounds a hell of a lot better than dying of tick in a South African township. It sounds a hell of a lot better than, you know, dying of hunger in Somalia. There are lots of shit things that can happen to you. Choose your bad. I would rather have my problems than anyone else's problems. There's a swim with the sharks tidal pool for Robben Island.
There, yeah, that's easy to build.
I really love these ideas are coming in thick and fast.
Okay.
Can the clown faces be based on Helen's? See? Great ideas. Maybe the team must ask AI to design the apartheid fun theme park with all the ideas and see what it comes up with. I think we'd have to ask Grok. I don't know. Maybe ChatGPT would be a little bit PC for the likes of this.
Far too PC.
Did you already discuss the CEO who was caught at the Coldplay concert having an affair with his HR head? Oh, yeah. This is such a great story. So at the Coldplay concert, did you see the story?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So the guy was there with his HR boss, and they were kissing, and then the cameras showed them. You know the camera often at the concerts will focus on a loving couple. And this was not a loving couple. It was the CEO of some company.
Fornicators.
And his HR boss. Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, that's bad on so many levels. Like, if it was his secretary, sure, but the HR boss. It's like, who's going to fire who? Can the CEO fire the HR boss? Can the HR boss fire the CEO?
I think that's a better dilemma to be in.
Yes.
Considering how, like, we've seen this play out before, where the big man executive is busy with the secretary, and it's, like, definitely, like, a power play because you're thinking, she really couldn't have said no because maybe she gets fired. This one, it's like, we're basically equals. You know, you're going to report who to who.
Yeah. Anyway, very embarrassing because... His wife changed her name? Oh, after the video. So, yeah, this happens a lot because now the wife of the CEO doesn't want people to be messaging her. So she's changed her name on social media. And I'm sure the CEO shut down all his social media. The HR boss would have shut down hers.
Yeah, the board is probably going to let both of them go because they don't like the bad PR on this.
Hey,
the wife is going to file for divorce. She's going to take 50% of everything. That's how it goes.
It's a horrible story, but we've got more ideas pouring in for the apartheid theme. There it is, just for those people who see. HR.
Fuck.
Caught out.
Oh gosh, look, I read
and
the
friends. You know, the trick here is you need to play cool. If they had continued just holding hands,
yeah, exactly,
and whatever, have not even like blinked. We would have carried on with our lives. Now we know you're up to some shenanigans,
right?
Because you were like.
But I'm sorry, going back to our ideas here, they're coming in thick and fast. Jody Smith says we have the Batabilet Lamini Tavern. Good idea, right? That's a good idea.
Okay.
No food, just booze.
Prisoners down in the mines, says Barely Vocal Me. No, we need them. This is the whole discussion. Interrogation tower bungee jumping. That's quite a dark idea, but, you know, old yellow police bumper cars.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Old cheese wagons.
The old cheese wagons. You have.
I like that.
Bumper cars. I think that's excellent. Carl's agreeing with you. Chris Martin apparently even said. They're either having an affair or they're very shy. So he said that on the mic. Not great. They were both married, so she's also
married.
Yeah.
Oof. Yes. Mom, how did we get so much money? Dad went to Coldplay concert. Something like that. So apparently the woman's also, she's married to a guy who also is furious and has deleted himself from social media. The theme park needs a karaoke bar, but you cannot sing the band songs. You know, because they used to have a list. And you could have, like, I suppose all the things that were banned during apartheid. You couldn't sell liquor on a Sunday. You couldn't sell pornography of any kind. You know, it could be quite interesting for people. Some people might want to stay in the theme park all the time.
Mm.
You could have old statues there. It'd be hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, I think it could
like
be very
good.
The Nomvula braai stand with stolen meat. Very good. Yeah, Jan van Riebeek's Slaver's Revenge instead of Miner's Revenge.
And he goes...
I mean, if people are having fun on a ride, they might also learn something.
Yeah. Mm.
They don't learn in history class. No one's studying that at schools in South Africa. So I think there could be potential here. All right. One last thing I do want to throw in, because otherwise we're going to forget about this. I think this is a very big deal. Apparently... you could rent a grandma.
Yes.
This is not a theme park ride for Robben Island. It's not the Thai lady with the monks. There are a lot of things that are related, but this is not related this morning. Why would you want to rent a grandma, Simpiwe?
Why would you not want to rent a grandma? You know, they have experience.
Okay.
They know how to cook.
What are you renting her for?
I mean to... look after the family, help you take care of the house, you know, give you advice now and again.
Okay.
Be part of the family. And you pay the grandmother that you're in. So they get to make some money. And this is something that
And it's hard to get a job as a grandma.
It is, right. You know, and maybe your family doesn't like you. Maybe your family has been killed. But this is something
killed. Maybe you killed them. Okay, all right, so...
but this is an actual service that takes place in the United States of America where you can rent a grandmama, where families can hire experienced, mature women to help with care, taking care of the kids, cooking, and even taking care of the family. And the idea is that grandmothers are much more reliable, they're nurturing and trustworthy rather than random babysitters.
Maybe that's a good idea. Would you hire a grandma for any purpose? Do you have any reason for a grandma in your life, Ben?
I don't, but I can see what all the things you just said make a lot of sense.
Oh, James, I mean, you lost your grandmother this year. Are you thinking of hiring one? You're thinking about it. Okay. Well, you know, I think for people who've just lost a grandma, it might be exactly what you need.
Yeah, but they're also a lot of work, okay?
Yeah, they would be, but it's quite cool. Maybe you can... maybe
you lost your grand this
just
year.
Bring them
would
in
you hire
like
one yet
cake?
Or you're
no,
not in the market yet?
I'd be like too soon. Like, yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, just bring them in to bake a cake.
Right.
Get the ingredients, pull in, make the kitchen smell nicely.
Also, old people are yappy, hey? And they want to do things their way. So even if you do things a particular way, they'll be like, I know better. So they're very stubborn.
And before you know, she's taken over the house.
Yes. Very stubborn.
She's moved all your shit. She's got the TV. She's got her legs up.
And they're
sitting,
also
sipping tea in front of the TV, watching soap operas.
Very, very slow. So personally, I wouldn't recommend this. Don't rent a grandma. No, don't do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad that there's an economic opportunity for these very old
ones. Yeah, if you guys want
to... the hell's that?
Like money?
Is there someone at the door? Speaking of which, I've got one video to show you quickly before we go. You know how, in my mind, Germans should always sound a certain way?
Yes. Angry.
Always, right?
Like Olaf?
I don't want to hear Germans going, Ich liebe dich. Du ist schön, you know, that's I love you and you're beautiful. I don't want to hear them. I want Germans shouting.
Yes.
Being fucking angry.
Yes.
So coarse.
Vulgar.
Yes.
Just cross the whole time. This is how I expect Germans to sound. So I don't know who this is. I think it's an Italian who drove up to some German guy's house and tooted one of those horns that goes beep, beep. And this guy lost his shit. Take a listen.
can never think of Hitler.
I totally think of Hitler, but that is hilarious.
That's how Germans should.
No, and he's probably not even swearing, but he sounds like a German should sound.
But so many words. If someone did that and you were upset, be like, what the fuck's going on here? And he went on.
Yeah, he took a break and he was like, And he was like, nah.
There was just a story to go there.
Great. I don't know, but I want to know more. Just to wrap up, we've got so many good ideas here. The De Klerk Comedy Bar. Migs. I just think this is terrific. And Parallel Parking says, just get some grandma smell spray for your house. It's way easier.
What's that?
None of that. You can apparently buy grandma smell spray. I think it's just lots of floral perfume, I'd imagine.
Yes.
And Jody reckons that video is actually Hitler escaping from his bunker, screaming like shit. You know, I don't ever imagine Hitler being like soft and romantic and gentle. I always imagine him shouting and ranting.
Yeah, it's because he had the hemorrhoids and he was on fucking speed the whole time.
No, you told us that Golfer had the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, but Hitler also had, apparently.
Did he have hemorrhoids?
Hitler had major piles.
All right, I'm afraid there is no better point to add a show, to end a show than on on Hitler's piles. So we got to stop. I think we've topped out for this week.
Yeah.
Apartheid theme parks. Trying to help the dwarves. Titlahon, what's her name?
Titlahon.
What's the woman in Thailand's name? Titlahon Kamslat. Yeah, that's her name.
Okay,
I just don't know how we can top this. I don't believe we can do better. Thank you, everybody. Have a marvelous weekend. There's lots of sport Ben's told you about. We will see you on Monday. Ciao.